Good morning.
All right. Tell us about the Nissan Altima.
Well, this is a new Altima. It's I don't know what generation it is. Probably four, maybe five. I find it's a little more conservative looking than the last one. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. The last one, they had these huge taillight mechanisms that I could just imagine what they must cost to replace. So they got a little more conventional on this one. Nice car. Fairly luxurious inside. Works well. Unfortunately, it comes with a CVT. As do most, if not all, of Nissan's automatic. Actually, I think the 370Z has a conventional automatic, but most of them have these CVTs, and it's generally pretty awful. But it doesn't spoil the driving experience too much. One thing that's kind of bizarre about it, though, is that it does come with really nice large paddle shifters that make it pretend to be a 7-speed automatic transmission. It doesn't pretend very well, but it still beats not having paddles. But the weird thing about it is that the paddles are mounted onto the steering column instead of the steering wheel. So if you're turning a corner or something, you lose the paddles. They stay where your hands were.
That's bizarre.
I don't get that. I've seen it before. I don't remember what it was on, but it didn't make any sense then either.
Wow. All right. What is this competing in price-wise, and what are the competitors?
Well, you're looking at the Accord, you look at the Camry, you know, the cars like that, the Kia Optima. I would say, I guess, the Volkswagen Jetta, the Passat, perhaps. I guess more the Passat. It's the Jetta's more of a Corolla type competitor, or like the Versa, I guess. Right. But yeah, I mean, it's a crowded field, and that to me says, I mean, there's really nothing wrong with this car, but I think there are better ones out there.
Okay.
Now, the one I had was the 3.5-liter V6, which was nice. It was a nice six. It starts at about $33,000, which is not bad.
Good stuff. All right, the Nissan Altima there. Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. He'll talk on the Toyota Yaris coming up in just a moment. It's the morning startup on Live 88.5.
Good morning.
All right, we talked about the Nissan Altima just a moment ago. Let's talk about the Toyota Yaris. What do you think of the new one?
Well, you know, I really like this little car. It's competing with cars like the Honda Fit, the Kia Rio, the Hyundai Accent. You know, little entry-level cars. And I think this one competes very well. Now, the one I had was, it was fairly Spartan. Did not have automatic headlights, but that was really the only thing that I consider it be an important safety feature that it didn't have. I mean, it did have Bluetooth, so you could use it with your phone. Unfortunately, the one that I had did not have a voice interface. So if you wanted to use the phone, even with Bluetooth, you still had to pull over to the side of the road and scroll up and down through the LCD on the radio, which kind of eliminated the usefulness of it. But at least they can say it's there. That said, I mean, it's a small car. It was a four-door hatchback. And I had a ball with this little thing. Not a lot of horsepower. The one I had the automatic transmission. It's a 4-speed, so it's kind of ancient. But, you know, I might opt for the 5-speed manual. But even that said, this little car was fun to drive. It was efficient. I enjoyed driving around town. It was a pleasant surprise, just kind of like the Corolla was that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Very nice car, and I can see why people buy these things.
Interesting. Now, it started out being a pretty tiny car, almost like Toyota Echo size. Is it gotten bigger?
Well, the Yaris actually was the replacement for the Echo, which was the replacement for the Tercel.
Right.
And they always grow a little bit over time, but not a lot. It's still a very small car, you know, tiny little wheels. I think they're about 3 inches in diameter. 1.5-liter engine. You know, it doesn't put out a lot of horsepower, but it gets you around town, and it's comfortable. It works well, and it's even more fun to drive than it has any right to be, especially being a Toyota.
The Toyota sound systems always have been an issue with you in the past. How was the sound system in this one?
It was unremarkable.
Okay.
You know, I mean, for a $14,000 car, this thing starts at about $14,000. What do you want?
Yeah. Very good. Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find written reviews at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks very much, Jim.
You're welcome.